Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about false teachers and how they are God's judgment upon people who do not want God. Okay? How much worse could it get? Well, look at the people that pay attention to the hypocrites in Hollywood preaching. What does it look like when the devil preaches? Well, just look to those hypocrites. We're going to break those down in just a couple minutes here. I want to take the whole hour in highlighting just this topic, the very one I just highlighted. But for the sake of showing people, again, brand new information. I know that there's some out there. This is old information. Nope, these are new dead bodies. This is brand new information. We have 53 healthy entertainers who died suddenly or collapsed on stage, right? You can see this on a daily basis. And here's the news that could have all been prevented if they would have listened to the warning in the first place. Do you want to see it? Do you want to hear it, friends? Because it's insane. It truly is. Someone just sent this across my desk just yesterday. And as I looked at it, it's like, yep, I know. I get it. I've highlighted it over and over and over again. I know people, you know, they come over to the website and they say, oh, this is old information. No, it's not. And it's information we wouldn't be getting today had you taken the time to deal with these conspirators 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10 decades ago. But that's not what the people do. They allow themselves to submit to those that continuously oppress them and abuse them so that they might suffer more of their abuses, so that they have something more to talk about on the next day. And that's exactly why we're here today. I want to show you this. This is 53 entertainers who have suddenly died or collapsed on stage. Again, this is brand new information. And if these individuals would have taken heed to the warnings that the Lord gives, by them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19:11, but they didn't want to listen to the word of God. They wanted to listen to the spirit of the world. And now many of them aren't here to talk about it anymore. And it just may not be their lives that they lost. It may be their souls as well. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is insane, to say the least. It truly, truly is.
Guitarist collapsed on stage about an hour into his show.
And this is just a compilation.
Reportedly collapsed on stage.
After collapsing on stage while performing one of his
performers dying, falling ill, and collapsing on stage. This is the audio. 53 instances in the 3 months leading up to October. Some of these names, I have no idea. Mike Evan died. Arsenio Pirro died on stage. Joyce Sims died. No cause given. Of course, that's the new thing. Cause of death is unknown. Haisley cancels tour due to unforeseen health issues. Okay, this goes on. Ringo Starr cancels tour due to his health. Yeah, I know he's getting a little bit older, but you know he took the shot. Brandy hospitalized due to medical emergency. The singer, right? Seizures she's having. Andreas Carvero die suddenly. Some of these people are very young. Coldplay's Chris Martin diagnosed with serious lung infection. Justin Bieber, we showed you this, facial paralysis, won't perform until he gets better. His wife's going through the same thing. Stevie Nicks postpones Phoenix concert. See, this is what happens when you do business with the devil, friends. This is what happens when you don't do your due diligence. Alan Jackson pushes back tour. The Avalanches canceled 2022 due to serious illness. Andre Pancho, heart attack during a concert. Vin Valencia, he's a drummer, died in full concert. Lindsey Buckingham cancels rest of UK and European tour. Robert Gonzalo, heart attack on stage. Again, folks, you can't make this up. Isn't this all of what we were warned about by Tenpenny about 6, 7, 8 months ago now on this show? She predicted within a year to a year and a half, people are just going to fall over dead. And it's exactly what's happening. Aaron Carter just died. The singer from Nazareth just died. Gallagher, the comedian, he just died. You can't make it up. The renowned voice for Batman, he just died. This is all brand new information. And again, I know that there's a lot of you that, you know, you want those teachers that are heaped up to itch your itching ears to give you new information that you do nothing about. As your country's going to hell in a handbasket, I know who you are. You're do-nothings. You don't deserve the freedom that you have, period. You do not deserve the freedoms that you have. We know who you are. But here, folks, my point is this. This could have all have been prevented had people taken heed to the faithful preachers, to the faithful doctors that were continuously being censored and still are. We just heard yesterday that treasonous Biden is going to keep his emergency powers unconstitutional, illegal they are, creating and assuming authority out of thin air until April of 2023. Now they're trying to force him on your kid like Newsom is in the state of California. All the while knowing all of this. And this is just, again, the tip of the iceberg. This is brand new information. Brand new information. David Malachowski dies. Coolio dies suddenly. 59 years old. Folks, come on. You people should have knew better. Jimmy Buffett hospitalized. Health issues. Edson Gomes collapses on stage. Undergoes new exams. Post Malone collapses on stage. Admitted to hospital. Melanie Mueller, stroke at the age of 34 years old, electric call boy.
Died after collapsing.
And they'll pick it up from here.
There's a second player who's collapsed. This is unusual.
Another guy dies at 58 years old.
Yeah, what's happening?
DJ Jamie Rowe suddenly dies. Heartbroken family. And they all, little baby, cancel show, 27 years old. And you know what? They just don't know what the problem is.
COVID related.
They don't know what the problem is. These people are absolutely lunatic. Drag queer dies. Arlo Parks, debilitating mental issues. Jesse Powell dies, unknown, 51 years old, R&B singer. Sam Fender. This goes on, folks. I just had to give this to you just to know that you might understand Scripture when it tells us in Amos, what? 8:3, there be shall many dead bodies in every place, and they shall cast them forth with silence. That is the judgment upon a disobedient nation, my friends. And I'm going to get some more of that in just a moment. What the devil looks like when he preaches through his Hollywood minions, up next, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Folks, we have over 120,000 people watching on this platform every single day. If you go look at the past shows that we've done, it's increased. It's doubled quite a bit. And we're looking for all of the subscribers rather than just the viewers. We also send out an email on a daily basis. So if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and you'll get a daily email. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe. It'll get hooked up and you'll get a little ding every time we are ready to broadcast, both in the morning show and in the afternoon show. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this because it's worthy. It's noteworthy that we take heed as to who's preaching a gospel that's not the gospel to us. Now, when we go into the church, we see false teachers. And we look at these false teachers like a Joel Osteen. We look at a Kenneth Hagin, who's not here anymore. We look at a Kenneth Copeland. We look at a Jesse Duplantis, Joyce Meyer, Paula White. The list goes on. We know that Creflo Dollar, they're false teachers. They're false prophets, right? And people need to take heed that those false teachers and those false prophets are, in fact, God's judgment upon a people who don't want God. Just think about what I'm saying, and I'll say it slow. I promise. False teachers and false prophets are God's judgment upon a people who do not want God. They are there to point the finger, to keep you in control, to keep all the sheeple in line. I'm sorry to say it to some people, but the fact of the matter is I'm going to be a faithful witness that delivers souls. The Grahams are just that. The Pope is just that. Many of the popular leaders of the day, they're false teachers and they're false prophets, and they are set in place to judge a nation that refuses to know God as who He really is. That's a fact. But in the name of religion, many of these people are set on getting everything that their carnal hearts desire, and that's exactly why they give ear to these false teachers and to these false prophets. There's no cross. And it's a spirit of Antichrist. Hey, folks, Jesus said, you're to deny yourself and to take up your cross and to follow me. It was Jesus that said, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And what do you hear from these false teachers and these false prophets? Just the exact opposite. In some ways, they circumvent the truth, or the cross, I should say, in other ways, by just withholding the cross. And it tells us clearly in 1 John chapter 2 that we are to beware of the spirit of the world. And what is it? What does it promote? The lust of the flesh. Okay? And it doesn't mean, folks, that they are attacking it. Folks, let me say it this way. If they're not preaching against the sin, it means they're guilty of committing the sin. And like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, he said, if you want to know why they're not preaching out against sin, just follow them home. And it's so it is with these false teachers and these false prophets of the day in America. And I want to make clear that people understand Scripture when Jesus said that we are to deny ourselves. It means just that. Scripture tells us that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, we are supposed to be led of the Spirit. And then I'm thinking of Romans 8:14 as well as that of Galatians 5. Hey, folks, we need to get back to the Word. And we're supposed to know the Word. That's the very first prerequisite in John 7:17, that we're to know His doctrine. And I'm here to tell you this as well, that your favorite preacher, folks, is not going to get you to heaven. You must do your own working out of your own salvation with fear and trembling. There's no pope, no priest, no pastor that's going to get you into heaven. Regardless of what he tells you, that is not his job. That is your job. It's a personal thing between you and the Lord. Okay? And keep in mind again, they are not going to work out your own salvation for you. That finger is pointed right at you, between you and the Lord, as you being the responsible party to work it out for yourselves. But deny yourself. You know, we're crucified with Christ, right? Galatians 2:20. We're buried with Christ, and we're risen again. And I'm thinking of Romans 6. Read the whole chapter. It's a fantastic chapter. To the glory of the Father. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. So with that said, friends, false teachers and false prophets within the church are God's judgment upon those that don't want God. And it's exactly the truth of the matter. You want to see a real church? There's going to be 50 people there. There's going to be 25 people there. Folks, looking back in the days of John Wesley and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield, there was only four of those guys there together preaching the Word of God. And they were shaking the gates of hell in England alone. I think of John Knox all by himself, that Scottish reformer, that prophet that said, give me Scotland or I die. God gave it to him, folks. It was only one man. And I think about even just taking that to the likes in contrast to what we see in America today. You know, it was Charles Spurgeon again, the Prince of Preachers, that said, rightly, when you see a church that's filled up, he said, the church that the world loves the most is the church that God hates the most. That's right. Don't be fooled by numbers when you look at Olsteen's numbers, having 16,000 people in his church. Those are just people that are set on putting up a teacher that's going to tell them what they want to hear, because they're out to get from God what they want to get. And if they don't get it, they're going to hit the road, Jack. You can mark my words. And look at their lifestyles. And that's not what Scripture teaches us at all. Hey, folks, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And first and foremost, remember Matthew 6:33, where he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Those "and these things will be added unto you" is whatever so the Lord desires to put into your life, and nothing more and nothing less. Dead men, their desires only can be given unto them by someone that's alive. And keep in mind, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We serve the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Now listen carefully. Those people that sit under these false teachers and these false prophets, they're not the victims of these false teachers or these false prophets. They are the judgment of God upon them, because they want exactly what they're selling. And guess what, friends? It isn't God. They hate the cross. They're filled with the spirit of Antichrist. And again, going back to 1 John chapter 2 and identifying that and finishing off that point, what is it? The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And folks, that is the spirit of Antichrist. That is the spirit of Antichrist. And folks, we must beware of the spirit of Antichrist. I'm going to go over there really quick because I want you to hear it in context, because it is in context as the way I'm giving it to you even now. But this is going to segue itself perfectly right into those in Hollywood that are preaching a gospel. It's not the gospel, but a gospel to you. They want you to live a certain way. In other words, what they're saying, Matthew 23, verse 3, is do as I say, but don't do as I do. Okay? I want you to listen to this. It tells us, I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, going to 15. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it is of the world. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby you know that it is the last time. Okay? And that, and folks, we've been in the end times for 2,000 years, just for the record. Now, there's a cycle of judgment, don't get me wrong, but do keep in mind and in context that we've been in the last days for over 2,000 years. Now, let me go on to the next point that I wanted to highlight. They say, these false preachers, these false teachers, these hirelings, read Jeremiah 23, it identifies the false prophets, as well as Ezekiel 13, it identifies the false prophets, and they're easy to find because the world loves them. And the Bible tells us in 6:36 of that of Luke, it says, woe unto men when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. The world loves them. And isn't it Jesus that said, this is my commandment, that if you love one another, remember they're going to hate you because they hated me first? That's right. These hirelings, these false prophets and these false teachers, they're not hated by the world, they're loved by the world. But isn't it interesting, the professed Christians, they're the ones that can't see them in so many different ways for who they really are, but yet the heathen can see them for exactly who they are. Isn't that a reproach to these professed Christians? Yes, they lack discernment. And why do they lack discernment? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. That is why. But I want you to go back and think about this again. These people are set under these false teachers and false prophets. They are not the victims. They are the judgment of God upon them because they want exactly what they are selling. And let me remind you again, it isn't God. They say the word, preach it, in season and out of season. And what does it say right after that? To reprove, to rebuke, and to exhort. And I'm going to come right back to this because I'm also thinking not only of 2 Timothy 2, or 2 chapter 4, but I'm also thinking of that of 2 Timothy 3:16, where all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. You got to pay attention to what I'm saying. We're going to pick up right there when we come back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A strong storm system is moving across the United States towards the south. The Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. Forecasters also say most of the country will see colder temperatures this week as Arctic air sweeps into the lower 48. The Fed Reserve may soon slow the pace of interest rate hikes to rein in inflation. That's at least according to the Fed Reserve Vice Chair, who told Bloomberg News it will likely be appropriate to move at a slower pace of rate increases. Her remarks come after the central bank rolled out four consecutive three-quarter point interest rate increases over the past several months to cool record-high inflation. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with the Chinese president on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back because we're highlighting false teachers and false prophets and how they are a judgment of the Lord upon the people that don't want the Lord. What they are is, if I go over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, what does it say? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That means without error. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, right? See, these false preachers, these hirelings, John 10:12, these false teachers and false prophets, what they do is they're selling them everything but the gospel. And that's what they want because they hate God. And that's the truth of the matter. If those people that are filling up these churches, at these harlotin churches, at these whorehouses, and by the way, that's exactly what they are scripturally, spiritually speaking, they're whorehouses. If those people took the time to read their Bible, they would not be praising that individual at the pulpit. They'd probably be lynching him. And that's a fact. Because he's withholding the cross. He's withholding repentance. He's withholding the power of God unto salvation. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. Okay? I want you to listen to this. They say, preach the word. And then they follow up with, be ready in season and out of season. But they stop right there. They selectively preach as a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what they want to say and what they don't want to say. See, they don't want to offend for the cross sake. They don't want to tell the people repent. They don't want to tell the people to go ahead and bear their cross. They don't want to tell the people to deny themselves and to take up their cross and to follow the Christ. They don't want to tell them what is it for a man to gain the whole world. No, they want to tell them just the exact opposite. So what do? They remove the cross in the process of doing it. And what do they get? They get a bunch of people coming to the church, heaping up their ear, teachers to itch their itching ears, only to tell them what they want to hear to feel. fuel their lusts. That's what it tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3. Okay? So they say preach the word, these false teachers, these false prophets do. And no matter what these false teachers proclaim, it's not what they do. As a matter of fact, these hirelings boast in the fact that they do not reprove. They boast in the fact that they do not rebuke, and they do not exhort. They do not correct. They do not instruct, and they do not reprove. Yet that is just the exact opposite of what the Scripture teaches. And how many times I've said that every time I publicly speak. How many times have you been to church where it teaches us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness? When's the last time you've been in a church where those that were sinning, they were rebuked in front of all that others also may feel? I'm curious. When is the last time you went into a church where the law was a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that they might repent? When is the last time you heard that message? These big churches are not preaching that message. They're withholding that message. That's why they have so many people going to listen to them. I'm here to tell you, friends, these false teachers and these false prophets are a judgment of God upon these people that fuel and continuously fill the chairs at these said churches. And they're not churches. They're not congregations. They're being entertained. These are entertainers. These are false gospel. That's a false gospel, Galatians 1:8, that's being preached to them on so many different levels. But they would have it that way. They would have it that way. Why do they say it's not their ministry to reprove, to correct, or to instruct? Have you all heard this? Yet the Bible says we're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist, regardless if we're an apostle, regardless if we are a prophet or a teacher or an evangelist or a pastor. Our end aim is all to point the finger at the Christ. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. By the way, I've heard this before. I sat and I had lunch with a guy one time, and I told him about my experiences that I was having out in Florida when I was spending time with D. James Kennedy, and how D. James Kennedy was sharing with me from Coral Ridge Ministries in Florida there, Fort Lauderdale, when he told me his church was being protested, and all these other pastors were around him asking him the question, what's wrong with your church? And D. James Kennedy looked at him and said, you mean your church isn't being protested? Well, his was. We're called to be Protestants. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to reprove the works of darkness. Ephesians 5:11. This is what we're called to do. And the Bible promises us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now what do? Just the exact opposite. And what are these hirelings doing? They're opening the gate for the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. But these sheep, friends, are a different kind of sheep. These are the type of sheep that want to be devoured by the very man that they're giving their money to and their time, their ear, and their attention to. They would have it so. This is God's judgment upon these people by using these false teachers and these false prophets on so many different levels. And what's interesting, again, they boast in the fact that they're not there to correct or to instruct or to reprove. And yet that's all Scripture teaches us, folks. That's all Scripture teaches us. Hey, folks, it's not about us. It's about Christ. It's about us growing up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, to know grace and to grow up into Christ is to keep our eyes fixed on Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Not on the new thing that makes people happy. I mean, my goodness, folks, I just watched some videos this morning of some of these people. Paula White kissing her husband's feet. There's a word called wreathing on him. It was sexualized. It was weird. And Paula White and Joyce Meyer and so many of these other women, Beth Moore, and the list goes on, are the very reason that Scripture tells us that women are supposed to shut their mouth in the church and to learn from their husbands at home. I don't care if you like it. It's true. It's totally true. And what's even worse is you look at the men in that same movement, they're following the women. Oh my goodness. The women will lead. Yeah, that's a sign of judgment as well. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. It's interesting, these religious people identify with Christianity, and yet they can't endure the truth. They can't endure the truth. It's because they hate the truth. They don't want the truth. See, they've created a fake Jesus, is what they've done. one that doesn't heal, one that doesn't raise the dead, one that doesn't cast out devils, one that doesn't reprove, correct, or instruct the way Scripture commands that we do. No, this Jesus that they've created comes and coddles them in their sin. And I'm here to tell you, that is not the gospel. The Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, period. The Holy Ghost will not comfort a man in known sin, period. He comes to convict him. If you're born of the Spirit, hey folks, I used to see it all the time. We go to Easter services, or we'd go to Christmas services as kids. That was the only time we'd ever go to church, if we went. And I used to sit there and look at someone in my family cry every service and say, look at the tears, look at the tears. I don't care about your tears. I want to see the conversion. I want to see the renewing and the regeneration of the Holy Ghost. That was absent. So that was someone that was being moved by their emotions rather than by their conversion. And I noticed when they left church, when they walked out the door, they acted the same way before they went into the church to get their feelings pet or to have them massaged by the emotional message that was given. It's interesting that I'm saying that now because I remember it, even as a little kid, I used to look over at my mom and I could tell my mom when the Holy Ghost was in the room. I'd say he's here today. I could discern as a child when he was there. And I thank God for the discernment and the ability to know when he's in the room. You know how many times I've seen friends where I've sat down with people and the minute I start to see the conviction of the Holy Ghost work on people that have been in the church for years, they get up and they walk out. You want to know why? Because they've been taught that it's the devil. They have it completely backwards, and it shows you exactly the message they have been living for and hearing over the last 30 and 40 and 50 years of their lives. It's a false gospel. The message is repent, folks. Not Jesus is coming soon. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Nope. Repent is the message. It always has been and it always will be. Folks, they've created a fake Jesus, is what they've done. See, many people in the church, and I'm going to get over to on the last segment, the Hollywood portion of this message, but it's interesting how they've created a Jesus that looks just like them, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus doesn't exist. One that doesn't heal the sick, one that doesn't raise the dead, one that doesn't cast out devils, and as I said, one that doesn't correct, reprove, or instruct. Yep. See, they call him Jehovah Genie. See, these people are just going to rub the Bible and get their three wishes. See, this is what they're taught in the American church today. See, they're going to call Jehovah Jireh, they're going to call him Jehovah Geico, who's like a car insurance policy. This is exactly the American version of the gospel today. See, you don't even pray to him until your car is wrecked on your insurance policy. This is the same method that the hirelings are preaching in the pulpits today. Then you pull out Jesus out of your glove box and then you call the number on the paper and say, Jesus, come fix me. See, these are fair-weathered friends that we see in the Church of America today. Oh, folks, I would have 100 friends if they would really were converted. But what we see is we see mushroom converts out there. And why is it that they're mushroom converts? I want to tell you why. They're mushroom converts that need to be converted again because they've never been converted. And it's so true. There's so many people out there that say, you know what, Lord, Lord, haven't we healed the sick? Haven't we prophesied in thy name? Haven't we raised the dead? Yep, and the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Lawlessness. And then what makes segue into this perfect explanation of where we're at today? The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. Are you seeing in the pulpits in America today where men are establishing God's government in this earth as it is in heaven? His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven? Absolutely not. That's why you have corruption taking over the church. because they failed to preach the unadulterated word of God on so many different levels. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get to when Hollywood hypocrites preach to the American church, this is what you get. And you're going to know all the names that I bring up, folks. I'll even show you some videos.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You must simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. All right, so we're on this right now, and I want to get to the next point concerning Hollywood hypocrites and what it looks like when the devil preaches. I see this constantly. You know, one of the major hypocrites in Hollywood, California, is none other than Denzel Washington. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. Chris Pratt is another one. Beware, folks. They're going along to get along in the system. And furthermore, judge them by their fruits. And I'm not judging them. I'm just using the judge's word. Christians are to be called fruit inspectors, and that's what I'm doing here. But here's Denzel Washington. Beware of destination addiction. The idea that happiness is in the next place, the next job, or even with the next partner, until you give up that idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are. Oh, thanks, Denzel. I'm so thankful for Denzel. I mean, I really am. I did an article back in 2021 of October, and it's called When Hollywood Hypocrites Preach to the American Church, This is What You Get. You get a Denzel Washington. Wow. I mean, this is the guy on screen committing adultery. The Lord condemns it. It's the seventh commandment. He's the one on screen fornicating. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, no fornicator shall have an inheritance into the kingdom of God. He's the guy that's murdering, using a weapon in violence. Okay, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. It's the sixth commandment. He's the one lying on screen, right? That's the ninth commandment. He's the one stealing. Eighth commandment, drinking, swearing. That drinking goes back to 1 Corinthians 6:9 as well. And swearing, James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, Ephesians 4:29. And he's telling you how to live your life for the Lord, folks? What he does on screen and what he does in his own personal life, are they to be separate? No. The man and the office are one and the same. They're not separate. I mean, what? One part of you is a sinner and another part of you is saved by grace? Ephesians 2:8. Which one's going to hell? The sin? No. The man that made the choice to sin is the one that's going to hell. There's only one. And Denzel Washington is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You know who else calls themselves Christians, folks? Chris Pratt. This is offensive to no end. And I could go on Denzel Washington for an hour and just showing you the hypocrisies. But this Chris Pratt guy, he is so offensive to me. How he gets up, he says what the people want to hear. 9 times out of 10, it's completely unscriptural, has nothing to do with the Word, overlooks the cross. Why? Because he's an enemy of the cross. And I want to tell you, this is a prime example of what offends me about these people in Hollywood. You know they're going along to get along. That's why they're there. If you were to go in there as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to shake, rattle, and roll as a Protestant, you wouldn't last more than a week unless the grace of God and the Lord was with you in doing so. But when you look at Chris Pratt and you see how he acts on screen, I want you to tell me, does this look like a Christian to you? Listen carefully. Okay? And I want you to listen carefully, friends, just to show you the hypocrisy here. This is a man that gets up in the face of the world and talks about...
Yeah? You don't want to tell me where she is? That's fine. I'll kill all three of you and I'll beat it out of Thanos myself, starting with you.
Wait, what? Thanos? All right, let me ask you this one time. What master do you serve?
What master do I serve? What am I supposed to say, Jesus?
I mean, folks, can you... What am I supposed to say, Jesus? Doesn't the Bible say something about denying Christ? And what happens when you deny him? The Lord said, I'll deny you too. What am I supposed to say, Jesus? In a tone of mockery? Hey, folks, you know who else is a part of this whole gang? Mark Wahlberg's another one. I mean, that guy, my goodness, folks. These are the ones preaching the gospel. But I want to ask you, what's more impactful? The hypocrisy that they preach through the screen? Or the hypocrisy of the people that sit there and watch them on the screen, because there's no difference between the hypocrites on the screen and the hypocrites that are paying them to do the things that they're doing. Mark Wahlberg's another one. Brad Paisley's another one. Paisley's a total Mason, by the way. Dwayne Johnson mocking drinking the blood of children, using code talk for pedophilia. Folks, you better know who you're paying attention to. Charlie Sheen. He's a pedophile. He's been exposed how many times? That guy is raunchy, to say the least. Bono from YouTube, he's another one dropping the F-bomb on TV worldwide. But yet, because he says he's a Christian, most will take it for that. And why? Because it equates to their lack thereof as well. They're hypocrites. These people are a judgment upon the people that take heed to their hypocrisies. They're appointed by God to judge a nation. That's exactly what they are. Whitney Houston was another one. Kevin Costner was another one. He's raised up in a Baptist church just like Whitney was. And the list of hypocrites goes on and on and on and on. You have Katy Perry, another one. And I can just see all these faces of these people that profess one thing, but then when you see them as to who they really are up on stage or up on screen... It's amazing the hypocrisy that's being demonstrated and exhibited by these people. But again, pay attention to what the people pay attention to, because you can tell what they pay attention to by what they do. By what they do. I can give you example after example. After another one is... I can see her face. She is honestly, and I'm sorry just to single her out, but she is about the raunchiest thing I've ever seen in all my life. Hannah Montana. I remember when she was a kid star, she talked about Christ, and Justin Bieber's doing the same thing. Same thing with Kanye West. Hey, folks, they're not Christians. They're transforming themselves as angels of light to deceive the people and the masses. Where is the cross? Where is the message for them to preach? Repent. Is that what they're doing? No, they're saying it that in their own personal lives, this is who I am. And then they're getting out on stage or they're getting in front of the cameras and then they act just like the devil. See, this is what it looks like, friends, when the devil preaches. He's showing you or she's showing you exactly who she is. This is going to bother me. Can somebody tell me who Hannah Montana is? What's her real name? This shows you how much I pay attention to this stuff. You know, all these people. What is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, please. Miley Cyrus. Thank you. Just the raunchiest thing. I mean, my goodness. And isn't it interesting how Britney Spears did the same thing? Christine Aguilera was just busted a couple days ago, folks, doing a raunchy striptease for children. Folks, they're frauds, all of them. Here, I'm going to go over to 2 Corinthians 11, Corinthians 11, 13, and I want you to listen carefully as to what it tells us. It's 11, 13, 14, and 15, okay? And I'm going to go there right now. And no marvel, for Satan himself. It talks about in 13, false apostles, deceitful workers. And it talks about transforming themselves into representatives of Christ, okay? And it says apostles in the word. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? Not what they say, just like politicians, but what they do. You're to judge them according to their works. According to their works. And when you have Chris Pratt saying, what am I supposed to say to Jesus? Folks, he's mocking the Christ. He's an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. He's at war with the real gospel. And his life expresses that over and over. Denzel, same thing. Wahlberg, same thing. Katy Perry, same thing. Tom Hanks is... folks, Tom Hanks has been uncovered 1,000 times as a pedophile. His every time pedophile rings are brought up, his name is always in the mix. Remember that guy? He calls himself a Christian, too. He's the guy that started out in a show called Bosom Buddies, where he dressed up as a woman back in the 70s, I believe as it was, so he could live with his roommate, who was a man also dressed up as a woman. You see how that started out as a joke? But it wasn't a joke, was it? I remember Three's Company back in the day, speaking of which, how it was funny to always make gay jokes. It wasn't a joke, was it? No, not at all. And see how the enemy comes in? He comes in with a smile on his face, trying to humor people into believing that it's not real. And before you know it, what does he do? He comes around to the front door, and then he shows you who he really is. When he's finally in position to do so the way that he is today. Folks, we need to get this right. We need to go to the cross of Christ. We need to hold to the Word of God. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in these people. There's no light in these people. And for those that are in the Christian scene, there's a side of this ministry that very few people know of. It was in a band called Junkyard Prophet. We used to tour nationally. We were on labels, so on and so forth. And I'm telling you what I've experienced with Christian musicians, it's a lack thereof. Very far and few between are the real deal because the record labels don't want them. So, folks, it's not just out in the world, it's in the church. And remember, it starts in the church. That's why the world does what it does. We'll talk to you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.